For more field day information and questions, contact fdinfo@arrl.org via email or phone 860-594-0232. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. If you are a fan of AO7, it is now in continuous sunlight through May 22nd of 2027. Yes, that is 3 years of sunlight. Every 24 hours, a satellite will switch from mode A, which is 29 MHz down and 145 MHz up, and mode B, which is 145 MHz down and 432 MHz up. What this means is that if you are used to operating when in mode B and you do not hear the satellite, try mode A, or wait until the satellite decides to switch modes. November 15th of this year will mark the 50th anniversary of AO7. That is pretty remarkable job the hams did to have a satellite last this long, and they did not use radiation-hardened parts back then. XW2B has returned to service. The satellite uses an inverting linear transponder with an uplink between 436.090 and 435.110 MHz, and a downlink between 145.730 and 145.750 MHz. This makes another linear satellite available for use. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, four contests, all on July 27th and 28th. First, it's the MARAC U.S. Countries QSO Party. That's CW and phone. Then the ARAM 50 MHz contest, CW and phone. July 27th and 28th, the RSGP IOTA contest, CW and phone. And on the 27th and 28th of July as well, the Alabama QSO party, that is CW and phone. On July 28th, the ARS Flight of the Bumblebees, CW. And on July 30th, it's the Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, that is phone. And you can always visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information.